Knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is Rosie H, R-O-S-E-Y H, 615 at gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
You see, the people back in Jesus' days knew what the cross was. You mentioned a cross back in those days. Yeah. Man, folks trembled. Yeah. Why did they tremble? Because they saw so many carrying the cross on their shoulders on their way to be crucified. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, it was not a beautiful thing. Crucifixion was so terrible that a Roman would not even allow another Roman to be crucified. You see, there are various interpretations of what Jesus meant when he said, take up his cross. And some of those interpretations, my brothers and my sisters, are erroneous. You see, some people have taken the idea of a cross as a burden to endure, a suffering to be experienced, and an annoyance to be tolerated. You see, according to Jesus, taking up one's cross means to follow the will of the Father. In other words, the suffering that results from you and I following the will of the Father constitute our cross. Lord. Oh, let me just let that sink in for a second. Amen. Not the fact that you're going through this pain. Not the fact that you're going through this. That ain't your cross. Yeah. I hear a lot of people say, well, that's just my cross. I got the bam. I got arthritis, I got rheumatoid arthritis, and that's my cross. No, that ain't your cross. Praise God. Not the cross Jesus is talking about. You see, those early apostles suffered many things as a result of them doing the will of the Father. Can I just pinpoint you to one place? Everybody know about it. 16th chapter of Acts. You got Paul and Silas, those two boys doing the will of their father. They're out preaching. They are out praying. Amen. And then Peter got to the point. Paul got to the point where he saw this young lady who was out there saying all kinds of crazy things. Now, somebody said, well, she didn't say that much. All she said that you men are the priests of the whole of the high price God. Somebody find that for me. These are men who are of the servants of the high God. And she kept saying it over and over and over and over. She said what was right. These are the men of the high God. But she kept saying it that Paul's spirit got vexed and knew that she had some type of demonic spirit in her. Because they were you. What did it say? Come on. She kept saying it because she was making money for her masters. And guess what Paul did? Praise God. They got it on the board there? Look what Paul said. Oh, yeah. Follow them and saying, yeah. These are men, servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. I believe if she would have said it one time and let it alone. Oh, my God. But Paul realized that something was wrong. And guess what he did? He cast out that devil. He cast it out. And guess what? I'm going to call them her managers, got upset.
Yeah, that's right.
Went to the magistrate and said, these are some men that is turning this world all around.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just paraphrasing it.
Good,
and they took Paul and Silas and thrust them in the jail. Amen. In other words, they were in the bottom of the dungeon of the jail. But let me tell you something. Just because you go to the bottom of the dungeon of the jail does not negate your dedication to serving God. Because if you go and read that whole 16th chapter, you'll find where Paul and Silas, they weren't quiet. The text says that they began to sing. They began to pray. Amen. And at midnight, somebody say midnight. They ushered in. I know a lot of y'all think that Elvis Presley was the first one that came up with the jailhouse rock, but no, he wasn't. It happened a long time ago. They said at midnight, as those boys prayed and as they sang songs unto God, amen, they sung so loud, everybody heard them. Amen, the prisoners heard them. The jailkeeper heard them. And it says that at midnight, oh yeah, they had a jailhouse rock.
Yeah.
Shackles fell off.
Yeah.
Amen. Almost to the point where the innkeeper wanted to kill himself. But they said, my brother, don't do yourself no harm. Amen. Didn't even have to witness to him. They didn't have to witness. They witnessed through their singing and through their prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. And the only thing that man said, what must I do to be saved? Oh, yeah, I like that. You see, those boys were dedicated. And we as believers today, we have to be dedicated.
Yeah.
So when he talks about take up your cross, that means doing the will of your father. Not only did the Apostle Paul dedicate himself to his Father's will, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ also yielded himself to his Father's wishes and desires. You see, to take up the cross is to expect results. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. You see, Jesus obeyed the Father's will, and it meant that the world would be opposing him. Amen. You see, as a believer, you ought to, there's going to be some opposition. Can I remind y'all of that again? If you are a born-again believer, there's going to be some opposition. Because this world, like I said on the telephone this morning, Satan doesn't want any unity. Nor any love in the body of Christ. Oh, no. He going to do everything that he can to disrupt everything that God has in his program. Amen. Some Christians have to give up their very lives. Not many this day, but there are some have. Oh, yeah, I'll never forget the young lady standing in Tiananmen, y'all, come on, y'all pronounce it for me. Over there in China, Tiananmen Square, standing before a tank, praise God, trying to do what she could, amen, to tell those Chinese about this Savior that she met. She didn't care, the tank ran over. But praise God, she was there. And there are some who have lost their lives. Yeah. Oh, yeah, somebody say, well, I don't know nobody unless you do. How many of y'all ever heard of Columbine? Yeah. Amen. That was a young lady. Amen. When the guy walked through with his trench coat on and he pulled out his gun and asked her, do you believe in Jesus Christ?